favourites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés online, baogan.com.
Las mañanas son más productivas con Richard Vaughan.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Hello and welcome. Good morning, good morning. It's a Thursday morning. It's a good time. It's a good day. Thursday's a good day for learning English. Eh? I mean, it's one of the seven best days of the week. I can't imagine. Of all the days of the week, it's at least, you know, it's in the top seven. You know, it's one of the seven best days of the week for learning English. So, you know, take advantage of this fact. Okay, what are we going to do today? Well, we're going to start with la the más la ese, la acústica, the acoustics. The acoustics in this room are very good. The acoustics, aerobics, and aerobic. We say aerobics is a type of exercise program, aerodynamics. A person who is an expert in aerodynamics is usually an aeronautical engineer. A person who's expert in aerodynamics, and that person probably is also an expert in aeronautics. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Yes, NASA. The NASA. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration. So, aeronautics and aerodynamics is how objects travel through the air. And aeronautics, I think, is traveling. Not how they travel, but it's creating objects that can successfully travel through the air. Analytics, la analytica, the analytics, antibiotics, athletics, ballistics, ceramics, la cerámica, la balística, ballistics, la cívica, civics, o sea, civismo, cosmetics, la cosmética, cosmetics. There are a lot of words. These words, all of them, well, almost all of them, end in CS, but they are almost always singular. There are a few exceptions. La balística es el estudio de las trayectorias. Ballista, de las balas, or de cohetes. Ballistics is. These words, what's interesting is these words are Greek. They come from Greek origin. I imagine they passed through Latin, but they're originally Greek words. And so, these words have a special ending in English. Economics. Economicas. Estudiar economicas. Study economics. Economics is the study and the activity of how personal economies and national economies work. We have microeconomics and macroeconomics. You say economica. Economicas, you say. La macroeconomica, you say in the singular. Economics is the study of the economy. Demographics, la demografica. All right. Demographics is the study of populations and human movements. The demographics. La cosmetica. Cosmetics is the study of enhancing a person's beauty through cosmetic approaches. Yeah. Civics. These words are interesting. Civics is how to be a civilized person in a civilized society and how you need to behave. How you need to behave. Civics. It's interesting, this word, civics. It was mandatory when I was in junior high school. When I was 13 years old and 14, I had to take one semester of civics. Civics. And so, civics, Wikipedia. Wikipedia. Let's see, civics, educación cívica, it's called in Spanish. Civics is the study of the rights and obligations of citizens in society. Okay, mis derechos y mis obligaciones como ciudadano. My rights and my obligations as a citizen in society. The term relates to behavior affecting other citizens. All right. So, civics. And then, of course, we have antibiotics. Los antibióticos. We say antibiotics. And there are two pronunciations. Antibiotics. And antibiotics. You hear both. And antibiotics are different types of cultures that can, well, to destroy bacteria, to fight bacteria, to help your immune system fight against the bad guys. Physics. La física. Physics is the study of physical phenomena. It's the study of physical phenomena, the physics. I've never taken a course in physics. I've taken a course in civics. I've never taken a course in ballistics, nor in analytics, nor in aeronautics, nor in aerodynamics. I've never attended an aerobics course. And I've never taken a course in acoustics. We use acoustics in the plural. We use it plural. Las acústicas son, decimos en inglés. La acústica en esta habitación es muy buena. The acoustics in this room are very good. And that's a mistake because it should be the acoustics is. Como la física es. Physics is the study of physical. Economics is the study of macro and microeconomies. Electronics, la electrónica, is the study of electrons and how they behave through in the applications within the field of electronics. Demographics, I repeat, is the study of populations and their movements. Cosmetics is the study of cosmetics, basically. Ceramics is the study of clay, el barro, clay. Clay is arcilla, all right? El barro como arcilla, clay. And ceramics and using pottery of, I don't know, it's alfarería, that's the word I was looking for, is ceramics, la cerámica. Using heat treatment, tratamiento térmico, and ovens, hornos, to make make objects. Ceramics has been around since the beginning of civilization. Ceramics. Astrophysics. Yes. That's studying physics, which includes astronomy. The physics of the universe. Not only of this planet, but of everything else. Is astrophysics. Astrophysics. Ethics. La ética. Ethics is the study of morality, the study of what constitutes good and bad, good actions and bad actions. The difference between right and wrong is ethics. It's interesting because in Spanish, la ética, sometimes you use it differently here. Ethics. Ethics. A system or set of moral principles. Un sistema o un conjunto de principios morales. These are ethics. A branch of philosophy dealing with issues like values and human conduct and questions of right and wrong. Right, lo correcto, en la, el comportamiento y lo no correcto. Right and wrong. Those are ethics. Now, in Spanish, you call it la ética. Ética. However, ética sometimes is used, normas morales y ramo de la filosofía, ético, una persona ética. Are you an ethical person? The study of ethics, that was my favorite branch of philosophy when I studied philosophy. Ethics, trying to figure out actions that are right, actions that are wrong. And it can lead to very interesting debates, very, very interesting debates. And professors always give you questions that you can't answer. I remember one of my professors said, if you kill a baby in cold blood, Adolf Hitler will die. You have a choice. If you kill that baby, Adolf Hitler will die, and the Second World War will never take place and all the suffering. If you don't kill that baby, Adolf Hitler will live and cause all the problems that we know that he caused. What would you do? So they, you know, that's an impossible to debate because I wouldn't kill the baby. but it's an interesting debate. Well, frustrating debate more than interesting. But then other things to debate: women's feminism and women's liberation. When you see that fewer and fewer women are having children now, and so if what is good or right is the successful propagation of the species, you have to go back to your premises, las premisas, and you have to establish solid premises. And if the premises are correct or good or valid, then you can build a philosophical system or an ethical system, a system of ethics. But you have to be based on premises. The successful propagation of this human species and the gradual reduction of the precariousness of life. Should those be the two premises on which an ethical system should be based? The successful propagation of the species, la especie, and the successful reduction and elimination, if possible, of the precariousness of life, so that people suffer less and can be materially happier. I don't know, but it's a very interesting subject, and there's never an answer. Well, you can consider you have an answer, but there's always an interesting debate. Ethics, con CSE al final. Hydraulics, la hidráulica. Hydraulics is the movement of fluids and liquids and water and things and oils. Hydraulics. Yes. It's interesting here, they say un sistema hidráulico, they say un salto de aguas, they call it una central hidráulica. That's what they call it. In English, we say hidroeléctrica, which I think is more correct, because hydraulics is used a lot also for oils, aceites. They use hydraulics. But in any case, it's very interesting. Hydraulics. Gymnastics. Yes, mental gymnastics. La gimnasia mental. Confesse, mental gymnastics. And gymnastics is a field of athletics. Athletics is todas las actividades atléticas, deportivas. Athletics. In the United Kingdom and in Ireland, when they say athletics, they're referring to track and field. Lo que es atletismo. The British say athletics. The Americans and Canadians say pista y campo, track and field. But the word athletics has a transcending meaning, is anything that requires athletic skill or ability. If you look up athletics, if you look it up, the definition of athletics is athletic sports such as running, rowing, or boxing. Deportes que exigen una habilidad atlética. And the practice of athletic exercises or principles. Athletics. All right. Athletics. In Great Britain, track and field events are athletics. So, but we continue and we have not ceramics, but we have politics. La política. Politics is the job of creating public policy. Policy, la política pública, políticas públicas de actuación. The correct policy, trying to reach agreements on what are the best policies for the leading a country or a region or a territory or a municipality. Politics. Politicians are involved in politics. Politics. Confese, politics is the treatment of public policy. And then, of course, we have geopolitics, la geopolitica. Geopolitics means the policies that emanate from geographical realities or geographical challenges. Mexico, the United States, they are neighbors. And so they have developed over the decades a certain geopolitical position. And these are geopolitics. Usually the Secretary of State in the United States or the Minister of Foreign Affairs in a government is the person who looks out for geopolitical questions together with perhaps the Secret Service. Well, Secret Service, no, but the equivalent of the CIA. Here they would say with the CESEDEN, Centro de Estudios para la Defensa, perhaps spend a lot of time talking about geopolitics. Genetics, la genética. Genetics. We have all of these words. Acoustics, aerodynamics, athletics, ballistics, ceramics, cosmetics, demographics, economics, electronics, ethics, genetics, geopolitics, politics, gymnastics, hydraulics. Sí, lo voy a escribir en itálica. I'm going to write it in italics. La lingüística is linguistics. Linguistics is a study of the development and of language, the usage of language, and the structure of language. It's interesting about languages. It's fascinating. It's in my next life. Maybe I will study linguistics. If I can't become a composer, I'll study linguistics. Because it's very interesting how people, you know, it's interesting that in the era, in Arabic, in Latin, they don't have the verb to have. No existe el verbo tener, ni el concepto. Es algo así como es conmigo. Este libro es conmigo. I don't know. So it's funny about how languages have evolved. You see, there are very strange things about languages. In English, for me, the strangest thing is the development of the auxiliary verb. Do you like potatoes? Does your sister like potatoes? Do they live in Malaga? Did they go to Almeria last week? Did they go? Do they go? Does she go? Will they? It's just really, really strange. And in French, for example, je ne sais pas. As I don't know, no lo sé. I don't know, je ne sais pas. Et pourquoi le pas? Je ne sais. I don't know, no lo sé. Je ne sais. Je ne vais. Je ne vais pas. Je ne peux pas. No puedo. Je ne peux pas. Je ne peux pas. Always pas. In fact, in French, if you don't say pas, it sounds horrible. It's better not to say ne. Je ne peux pas is je ne puedo. Say je ne peux. Je ne peux pas. And the teacher will tell you, no. Puedes quitar el ne, pero no quites el pas. Je peux pas. Je peux pas. Je sais pas. Je sais pas. Y saltan el ne. Je ne sais. But not the pas. Now, why did the pas, P-A-S, pas, escrito, why did it evolve into the French language? Strange. Yes, strange. And in Spanish, the use of reflexive forms for verbs that are not reflexive. Me lavo las manos. Me olvidé. Se me olvidó. It's called reflexive forms that are not really reflexive. Reflexive is me estoy mirando en el espejo. In that case, yes, me miro en el espejo, me miro. Pero me lo comí instead of lo comí. Porque me lo comí. These are strange things that develop into languages. It's fascinating. And every language has approaches and structures, very different structures. But in any case, for example, in Chinese, they don't have verb tenses. Every day I eat, yesterday I eat, tomorrow I eat. If I can, I eat. Yesterday, if I can, I eat. Ayer, si hubiera podido, habría comido. Yesterday, if I can, I eat. Now, if I can, I eat. And so, they specify the time, the period of time, and then they just say the verb. A bit like the infinitive with the Indians. Hombre blanco hablar y venir. El año pasado, hace 8 lunas, el hombre venir, el hombre blanco. El rostro pálido, venir. And so they speak, that's linguistics. La logística is logistics. Logistics, la matemática, mathematics. La mecánica, mechanics. La metafísica, metaphysics. La lírica, lyrics. La óptica, optics. La fonética, phonetics. La física, physics. La polémica, polemics. La robótica, robotics. La semántica, semantics. La estadística, statistics. Siempre con CS. Statistics, semantics, robotics, politics, polemics, physics, phonetics, optics, metaphysics, mechanics. La mecánica, mecánica. La mecánica cuántica, quantum mechanics, mathematics, logistics, la logística, linguistics, hydraulics, gymnastics, geopolitics, la genética, genetics, la ética, ethics, la electrónica, electronics. Y no ponemos the delante. It's electronics, economics, demographics, la cosmética, cosmetics, la cívica. El civismo, civics, la cerámica, ceramics, la balística, ballistics, los deportes, athletics, lo atlético, astrophysics, antibiotics, la analítica, analytics, la estética, aesthetics, la aeronáutica, aeronautics, la aerodinámica, la dinámica, the dynamics, aerobics y la acústica, acoustics. Now there are three exceptions to this. La aritmética, we say arithmetic. We don't say arithmetics. We should say arithmetics, but we don't. We say arithmetic. Arithmetic. La química, we don't say chemics. We should, but we don't. We say chemistry. Chemistry. And finally, la música, we don't say musics. We should, but we say music. Music, chemistry, and arithmetic are exceptions to the rule. All the rest are with CS. And all of them are singular except the acoustics. The acoustics are. And I think lyrics. The lyrics of the song. La lírica de la letra de la canción. The lyrics. But all the rest are politics is a branch of human endeavor. Mechanics is the mechanical studying and working in mechanical aspects of anything. Mathematics is the study of numbers. Hydraulics is the study of liquid movement. Linguistics is the study of languages. Electronics is the study of electrons and making them behave in certain ways. Demographics is the study of population and population movements. Yes. Ceramics, ballistics is a study of trajectory, and all of these things. But arithmetic, chemistry, and music. Chemistry. Yeah, biochemistry, organic chemistry. Yes. Chemistry is very important. Yes. The three classical fields of science are physics, chemistry, and biology. We don't say biologics. Biology. La biológica, no se dice biología. It's the same in Spanish and in English. Biología, biology. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world it could be. Biology, chemistry, and physics. Those are the three main areas of science that they begin teaching at the secondary school level. I have to take a break, but I'll be back.
Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75. Y si no te viene bien, ya sabes, baugantienda.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online, the Baugan. €99 for 1 year of classes. You can spread the €99 over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Baugan.com.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en Grupo Vaughan.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Okay, now, tell me you want to do 10 more push-ups.
I want to do 10 more push-ups.
Very good. Ask me if I'll tell you to do 10 more.
Will you tell me to do 10 more?
No, I'm going to tell you to do 20 more. Ask me if I care.
Did you care?
No, 20 more.
Come on.
Ahora, más oportunidades. Sigue entrenando tu inglés con tu mejor entrenador, un profesor Vaughan. ¿Por qué no aprovechas también ahora la hora de comer para poner en forma tu inglés? Apúntate a un curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. Seguro que siempre has querido probar el famoso método Vaughan, pero no hay un centro Vaughan en tu ciudad. ¡Voilà! Aquí tenemos la solución ideal para ti. El método Vaughan en una clase por videoconferencia, con los profesores mejor formados para subir un peldaño tu nivel de inglés. Disfruta de todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan ahora en videoconferencia.
y en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Nuestra avanzada tecnología permite que nuestras clases por videoconferencia tengan la misma velocidad e intensidad que una clase en el aula. En tan solo un par de clics podrás acceder a la plataforma y empezar tu clase. Y recuerda, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿A qué esperas? Entra ahora en grupobaugan.com/clases videoconferencia. Fácil, cómodo y muy eficaz. Sigue poniendo en forma tu inglés.
You're listening to Richard Vaughn Live.
Welcome back. All right, our second half hour of today's Thursday edition. Thursday. Thursday is the fourth day of the working week, and it's the fourth day of the seven-day week. And as I said in the last half hour, Thursday is one of the seven best days of the week to focus on English. And so let's continue with our intense focus, intense concentration on the English language. And I'm going to devote this half hour to sustantivos adjetivizados. It sounds important, right? Wow. That expression must be very, very, must refer to something very important. Un sustantivo adjetivizado. Okay, what is it? It's a noun. Un sustantivo, a noun. Like book, table, etc. These are nouns. Person. That is used as an adjective by adding an ed. For example, mind. Mind is la mente. La mente. Minded. We use with open-minded. Open hyphen minded. The word hyphen is guion. Open guion minded. Open minded. Una persona de mente abierta is an open minded person. A person who has an open mind. And a person who has a closed mind is a closed minded person. Are you an open minded person or a closed minded person? Now, a person who has a broad mind, una mente muy amplia, cultural, we call that person a broad-minded person. And a person que tiene el talante muy estrecho, la mente muy estrecha, we call that person a narrow-minded. Narrow-minded person is not interested or not capable of seeing other points of view or understanding other approaches. They're a bit like horses or donkeys with blinders, ante ojeras. They cannot see. Orejeras, or something that what the horses or the mules use, so they don't see what's in the lateral. And that's a narrow-minded person. There are a lot of narrow-minded people in the world. There are a lot of closed-minded people in the world. But there are also quite a few open-minded people and quite a few broad-minded people. And then there are people like me who are absent-minded. Absent-minded means this gente despistada. Excuse me, which way did they go? Absent-minded. Wait, did I put on my socks? I left home without my socks on. I have to go back home and get my socks. Absent-minded. How many times have you left home without your mascarilla, without your mask? Oh, again, very forgetful. Absent-minded people, absent-minded, are often forgetful. Se literalmente mente ausente. Absent-minded, strong-minded person. Yes, a strong-minded person means a person who has a very strong will and a strong determination. Voluntad y determinación is a strong-minded person. Yes, a strong-minded. Then you have a single-minded person who's only focused on one thing and one thing only, which is okay. Single-minded. A single-minded person. Which is all right. Men are more single-minded. Decidido, muy enfocado. Yes. Monomaniaco, all right. Monotematic. I was a single-minded person. Man, I'm a single-minded person sometimes. Yes. Security-minded person. Oh, that's a person who is always worried about his or her security. Hey, did you lock the door? Hey, are you wearing your mask? Security-minded person, dirty-minded. They meant to, a dirty-minded person is a... I don't know how to say that. Dirty-minded person would be de mente sucia, malpensante, a dirty un cochino, a dirty-minded person, always thinking of dirty things. Dirty, in English, of course, means sucio, but dirty also means you're thinking of sexual things. Dirty-minded. He's a dirty-minded person. Career-minded person. A career-minded person is a person who is very, very focused on his or her career. Yeah, a career-minded person. Some people are. I've met a few people who are insistent that they want to live their life according to a career path. They want to follow a career path. I'm a politician, I want to stay in politics. I'm a chemist, and I want to move forward in the world of chemistry. I'm a teacher, and it's my calling. My calling is mi llamada, no, en este caso es mi vocación. My vocation, my calling. And so I want to be a teacher. I'm a career-minded person. I want a career in teaching, or I want a career in music. I want a career in composition. I want a career in creative writing. Writing novels, short stories, poems, creative writing. I'm a career-minded person. Like-minded. Like-minded means you have a similar opinion. We are like-minded. It's interesting, this word. Like-minded. Somos parecidos. Pensamos igual. Tenemos muchas cosas en común. We are like-minded. Yes, Pedro and I are very like-minded. Yeah. Like-minded people. That means they think alike. They think alike. Alike, escrito alike. They look alike y se parecen físicamente. They act alike y se comportan de manera parecida. They act alike there. And... like-minded means they think alike. We are like-minded. Open-minded, closed-minded, strong-minded, single-minded, absent-minded, fair-minded, and civic-minded. Okay, these are less used. Fair-minded means piensa siempre con justicia, fair-minded person. And a civic-minded person, el civismo, civic-minded person. Con conciencia cívica. Una persona con conciencia cívica. A fair-minded person is a person with imparcial. Yeah. Impartial. Fair-minded. It would be nice to have a country full of fair-minded citizens. Okay, it's minded, using minded. Now let's go to head. La cabeza. Clear-headed. A clear-headed person. A clear-headed person usually thinks in a clear way. A clear-headed person. Lucido. Lucid is a clear-headed person. A cool-headed person. Cool-headed means no se altera por nada. Cool-headed person. Yeah. Imperturbable. De cabeza fría. Calmo, racional. Objetivo. A cool-headed person who plays it cool. Empty-headed. Cabeza hueca. Cabeza hueda. Hueca. Empty-headed. An empty-headed person. Are you? I hope you're not an empty-headed. Cabeza hueca. Cabeza de termo, se dice. Cabeza de chorlito, they say in Mexico. And empty-headed. Hard-headed. Tozudo. Hard-headed. A hard-headed person. Yes, are you a hard-headed person? Cabeza dura. Terco, testarudo, obstinado. Tozudo. Empecinado. Porfiado, you, there's a lot of words. Cabeza cuadrada. Hard-headed. You have a lot of words in Spanish for that. So a hard-headed, level-headed. Wow, I love this expression. A level-headed person means a cabeza equilibrada. Persona equilibrada, racional, juicioso, ponderado. All right. Level, o sea, de cabeza nivelada, literalmente. Level is a nivel. Level-headed is cabeza nivelada. Yes, de cabeza nivelada. Prudente, yeah, juicioso, cabal. It's a level-headed person. Are you a hard-headed person or a level-headed person? Then we have a muddle-headed person. My God, poor guy. Muddle-headed means atolondrado. Muddle. Muddly means, which way did they go? Es que no me entero. Y no sé qué pasa. I don't know what's going on. Muddle. It comes from the word muddle, which I've never taught. Muddle means un lío, desorden, follón, revoltijo, embrollo, etc. Muddle-headed. Pig-headed, wow. A pig-headed person is muy cabezota. Super. Pig-headed, cabeza dura, cabezota, de verdad, con C mayúscula. It's a pig-headed, necio. O sea, cabezote obstinado tirando a necio. Tan terco, cabezón. Yes. Testarudo, pig-headed. Hard-headed. A hard-headed person is not a negative adjective necessarily. It could be simply a statement of fact. But pig-headed is an opinion. Pig-headed is an opinion. Hard-headed is not necessarily bad. He said, well, the boss, he's really hard-headed, so you need to make a strong effort to convince him. But pig-headed, always. Now, red-headed, the British say ginger. Red-headed is pelirroja. Pelirrojo, red-headed, yeah, un pelirrojo, he's a redhead. Usually we say it from women, she is a redhead. The British say ginger, and the Irish. The Americans, I don't think we say ginger, jengibre, ginger. But we say a redhead, she's a redhead. Now, if you're describing a person, you said a red-headed man, a red-headed woman. If you're describing the person, but if you see a woman, maybe an attractive woman, a man con una pelirroja, says she's a redhead. Hey, look at, hey, check out the redhead. Check out the redhead. Maybe the British would say, check out the ginger. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they use it as a noun or only as an adjective. Ginger. My girlfriend, I was, yeah, a little bit. And when I was in fifth grade, I was 10 years old. How old was I? I was 10. I turned 11. I was 11 most of the year in fifth grade. And there was a girl by the name of Ginger Yahtzee. Ginger Yahtzee. And she looked just like us, you know, like a, what do you call it, from by the Lorelei. She looked like a Scandinavian goddess. Ginger Yahtzee. I don't know how to spell her name. Ginger Yahtzee. I don't know how to spell her name. That's a pity because I'd like to be able to find images of her. Ginger Yahtzee. Y-O-U-T-S-I-E. Yahtzee. Ginger Yahtzee, I can't find her. I'll maybe during the break, if I have time. But she wasn't a redhead, she was blonde. Yeah, she looked like the, you know, from the music from Wagner. Da 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 la, da 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 la. Okay, Ginger, Ginger. Redheaded, but she wasn't a redhead. Thick-headed, woof, thick-headed. I love this expression, the cabeza espesa. Thick-headed. A thick-headed person is a zoquete, dice aquí. Zoquete. Duro de mollera. All right. Thick. Thick is a... Tengo la cabeza un poco espesa hoy. I'm thick-headed today. Bald-headed. Calvo. We can say just bald. But sometimes you hear people say bald-headed. A bald-headed person, calvo, sin pelo. Yes, bald head. Bald-headed, a bald-headed man or a bald man? Bald-headed, big-headed. A big-headed person is un poco soberbio. Big-headed. Big-headed. Creído, dice. Jactancioso. Soberbio. Yes. Fanfarrón. Vanidoso. Subirse a la parra. He's big-headed. A big-headed person, a big-headed woman. Wait, it's more for a man. Big-headed. Light-headed. Ligero de cascos. Light-headed person. Aturdido, mareado. No, ligero de cascos. Light-headed. Yes, mareado. They're locked. These are what we call adjetivos. O sea, sustantivos adjetivizados. Brain. Brain is a cerebro. Brain. B-R-A-I-N. And we have, I have four words here. Hairbrained, featherbrained, scatterbrained, and birdbrained. All right. Hairbrained means descabellado. ¿Qué idea más descabellada? Digno del cerebro de una liebre. Hair, escrito aire, hair. All my life, until only about 5 years ago, I thought it was H-A-I-R, hair como pelo. Claro, se dice descabellado, cabello. And so I thought it was hair, como pelo, hair-brained. O sea, cerebro de un pelo. But no, it's cerebro de una liebre. It's escrito aire, con H. Hair-brained. Hair-brained is crazy, is what it is. Hair-brained. Descabellado. Dirá, ¿no? Dice torpe, alocado, descabellado. Yeah. What a hair-brained idea. Feather-brained is cabeza de pluma. Yeah, so it's, you know, a person de poca cabeza de chorlito. All right. I don't know. Feather-brained. Scatterbrained is used a lot. Scatterbrained is used a lot in English. Scatterbrained. It means, literalmente, cerebro desparramado. Despistado, atolondrado. Está la luna. Está pensando en la musarán. Scatterbrained. But scatter means está en todos los sitios. Yeah. Scatterbrained. I mean, the person cannot focus on anything. The person is scatterbrained. And finally, birdbrained. Cabeza de pájaro. Birdbrained is tonto. Estúpido. Birdbrained. I remember Charles Parmley used this expression, and he was only 10 years old, 9 years old. Birdbrained. Yeah. And then we have hand, la mano. Right-handed, left-handed, empty-handed, even-handed, heavy-handed, high-handed, red-handed, short-handed, single-handed, and back-handed. All right. My God. Of course, right-handed is diestro, and left-handed, zurdo. Rafa Nadal, you know, I think Rafa Nadal is ambidextrous. I think he's naturally right-handed. Is Nadal naturally left-handed? Let's see. On a recent Instagram, Federer asked Nadal why he plays left-handed when the Spaniard is naturally right-handed. Yes. I cannot play. This is interesting. Rafa Nadal. Rafa Nadal has the best winning percentage, etc., etc., etc. Nadal has, etc., etc. Okay. So, Nadal said after beating another lefty, I played against a tough player with tough conditions in Australia. I can't find it. I think I can't find what I'm looking for. Okay, here. On a recent Instagram Live, which means an interview, Roger Federer asked Rafa Nadal why he plays left-handed when the Spaniard is naturally right-handed. I cannot play right-handed. That's just a legend. My basketball skills are with the right hand, and everything else is with the right, but not with football or tennis. I started playing with a two-handed backhand and forehand. I don't know. This is very strange. It's very, very strange. I am right-handed, and I can't play anything with my left hand. I tried hitting baseball with my left hand, no way. Throwing a ball with my left hand. Shooting basketball. I spent a lot of time practicing left-handed layups, because you need to use your left hand sometimes in basketball. And I practiced, and I got a little bit good at it. But I was always very, very weak. But it's interesting that Rafael Nadal has the greatest winning percentage against left-handed players. 87.4% he has won against left-handed players. Okay, empty-handed. Con las manos vacías. Salí de la reunión con las manos vacías. I left the meeting empty-handed. Empty-handed. We caught him red-handed. Red-handed means con las manos en la masa. Yes, red-handed. And he used a heavy hand. This is very common, to be caught red-handed. Que te pillen con las manos en la masa. Red-handed means con las manos ensangrentadas. All right. With blood. You have blood on your hands. So you have been caught red-handed. And we use it figuratively. Figuratively. Heavy-handed. Heavy-handed means de mano dura. Yes. A little bit. Heavy-handed. Single-handedly. Single-handed. Single-handed means without any help from anybody. You did it single-handedly. It's used a lot in English. Single-handed. Hecho por una sola persona. And single-handedly. Single-handedly is even more common. The adverb is even more common. Yes. Sin ayuda de nadie. Lo hizo single-handedly. He made a single-handed effort. He achieved it single-handedly with no help from anyone. So these are adjectives using nouns. Left-footed, right-footed. Say the pie izquierdo, pie derecho. Flat-footed. Pies planos. He's flat-footed. He's web-footed. Huh? Are there any people who are web-footed? Web-footed means palmípedo. Wow. Palmípedo. That's good. Palmípedo. Spanish definition. Let's see. Palmípedo. Dicho de un ave que tiene los dedos palmeados. A propósito para la natación. All right. But, you know, web-handed. Sometimes people are born. There's certain... There is a birth defect in which a person is web-footed or web-handed. Yes, web-footed. Interesting. Yes, sure-footed. A sure-footed person means sure-footed. They never fall down. De paso estable, de pie firme, de paso seguro. He's a sure-footed person. Sure-footed. And we have a heart. Big-hearted, broken-hearted, cold-hearted, warm-hearted, good-hearted, soft-hearted, tender-hearted, a lot, they're a lot. Wholehearted. Wholehearted is used a lot. Con todo el corazón. Hizo un esfuerzo con todo el corazón. He made a wholehearted effort. The faint-hearted para los débiles de corazón. This is not... Learning English is not for learning English with con un profesor Baugan. Learning English with a Vaughan teacher is not for the faint-hearted. For the faint-hearted. Yes, because you have to be strong. Not true. Even the faint-hearted. Faint-hearted is miedoso, débil, cobarde un poco. No apto para cardíacos. Not for the faint of heart. Not for the faint-hearted. Yes. Half-hearted. Ooh, we use that. In fact, we use more what is called half-assed. De medio culo. But half-hearted is a better word. Half-hearted means con, no con el esfuerzo, desanimado, poco entusiasta, poco entusiasta. He made a half-hearted effort. Hizo un esfuerzo a medias. He made a half-hearted effort. Whole-hearted effort is the opposite. Half-hearted, of course. Tender-hearted, de corazón tierno. Tender-hearted. Yes, compasivo, bondadoso, he's very tender-hearted. Warm-hearted, I like this expression, warm, de cálido, caluroso, warm-hearted. A person is very warm-hearted, cariñoso, amable, bondadoso, cálido, cordial, very warm-hearted person. And there are many more. My God, I thought I could cover them all. Cold-blooded, quick-witted, foul-mouthed. Yes. High-powered, nuclear-powered, diesel-powered. Yes, there are many, many more. Quick-witted, dim-witted, cold-blooded, full-blooded, red-blooded, hot-blooded. But I'm out of time. I'll come back another day with this.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no probar nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person, and if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively, stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it. A Vaughan English class is not the same as other English classes. In a Vaughan English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughan will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933-398-687. En Madrid en el 911-335-831.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. Infórmate sobre nuestros campamentos de verano en el teléfono 91-133-5832.
¡Atención!
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 ¡Atención! Novedad en Vaughan Tienda. ¿Te gustaría aprender a hablar francés? Ya está a la venta el nuevo libro de Vaughan, Aprende francés desde cero. Un libro para los que no sabemos nada de francés o para los que necesitáis un poquito de repaso. Aprende otro idioma desde el principio, con la calidad de Vaughan de siempre. Consíguelo por solo 19,95 € en vaughantienda.com. Y recuerda, nosotros no tenemos gastos de envío. Aprende francés desde cero, lo nuevo de Vaughan.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Con el curso online de Vaughan sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5833.